Hi, this is Susie from In His Shoes Ministries. What you're about to listen to is an episode of The Next Step with Father Vazquez. With these podcasts, Father Vazquez provides a very distinctive and consistent voice for Armenian Orthodoxy. It is the means for providing people an intelligent and practical answer to life's difficulties, based on the solid principles of love, faith, and hope as expressed by our Lord Jesus Christ. We produce these shows every week for a vast audience, which includes those who are searching for practical and deeper applications of faith, the disenfranchised members of the church community, and of course the neophyte, those who are discovering truths in ancient orthodoxy. These broadcasts are available every week, free of charge, either as a podcast on Apple iTunes or on the internet at epostle.net. Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. Whether you're listening on CD, over the internet, or on your MP3 player, we invite you to sit back, turn up the volume, and get ready to take the next step.
Hey, this is Father Vazquez, a priest of the Armenian Church, welcoming you to The Next Step, a podcast about life and love, about spirituality, about, well, just about everything, looking at the very fabric of our being through the lens of ancient Armenian Orthodoxy. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission and brought to you by the good folks at epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an expanding and electronic universe. If you're ready, let's take the next step. Are you there? Are you back? How about me? Am I here? Wow. Hey, we made it. If you're hearing me, you know I'm here. And if I'm talking, it means I am here, and, well, I'll never know if you're there. But I want to venture that you are there. Hey, look at that. We're here. What is today? You know what today is? May 26th. 5 days after the predicted rapture. Remember at the end of the world? May 21st. Ooh, what happened? 6 o'clock. And we're here, right? So there's two alternatives. Right? Either the guy who was predicted it was just all messed up, or we must be in heaven. I was in Yetem last weekend. Yetem is the Armenian word for Eden, paradise. And so it was the day after May 21st, and we had this such a beautiful divine liturgy. I mean, it was really very special. We took a group of pilgrims from Glendale up to Yetem, California. If you haven't been there, you've got to go there. It's the St. Mary. It's the church, the parish has been named after the Blessed Mother. And St. Mary Astvadzadzin Church stands there. It's just the most wild thing that you'll ever see, because there's absolutely nothing else there. And it's the remnants of an Armenian community that came just pre-genocide, and they established themselves around a church. It was really very, very, very beautiful and emotionally uplifting. We had about 80 of us that went up there, and we celebrated the Divine Liturgy. Father Vartan Kasparian, who is the pastor over there, he welcomed us. He did this the Divine Liturgy. He celebrated it and gave me an opportunity. He asked me if I would do the message, if I would preach that day. And it was just, I mean, I felt it. I felt it. I must be in heaven. I mean, think about it for a moment, right? Isn't that what it's about? We are celebrating the Holy Eucharist. We are in the Church of God. We are in the presence of Jesus Christ. I mean, talk about heaven. Talk about the kingdom being enacted. I mean, that's not too far off from Armenian Orthodox theology and thinking, you know? But what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. All this crazy talk about the end of the world. Crazy, yes, it was crazy. And we had people that were actually believing and giving credibility to it. I don't know if you had a chance to read some of the stories in the aftermath of May 21st. There was people that actually lost their lives, people who definitely lost a lot of their assets because they believed not Holy Scripture, but the claim to fame that this one man had was that he read Holy Scripture and he interpreted it. Is that a word? He interpreted it for us. Yes. Now, what has your father, Voskin, been telling you all these years? Huh? Who's out there to interpret the Holy Scriptures? You just like, it's like, you know, like if you got a car, okay, and the brakes go out, and I come up to you and I tell you, hey, you know, I read a book about fixing brakes. Would you trust your car to me? If you did, you'd be a fool. You'd be a fool. Just because I read a book about brake repair, you wouldn't trust your car to me. Certainly not the brakes. And so why do we do this? Because some guy's claim to fame is that he has read the Bible. Oh, then he must have a pipeline to God. And yeah, we believe him. In fact, to the tune that so many people actually huddled and they thought they were going to be transported. They thought that this would be some cataclysmic event and May 21st would end everything that we knew as humanity, and then would start a 5-month period where we would be judged on October 21st. Okay, I know some of you are sitting there and saying, okay, Father Voskin, you're just guilty of the same thing right now. You're giving this man credibility too. Well, because I'm giving him credibility because I think that there's an incredible lesson and an opportunity for us as Christians to really wake up in light of this. And I'm going to be talking about that today. We're going to be coming up in after the song today. I want to share some thoughts in the aftermath of the rapture. Of course, if you are not with us today and you happen to be somewhere else on some other planet hearing this through the echoes. Yes, well then I'll stand to be corrected. Okay, you can correct me. But if you happen to be a mere mortal, like I am, and with your feet firmly planted here on planet Earth, and you're listening to this, well, we're going to have some fun with it. Because we're going to be talking about, well, when you talk about end times, you're also giving a reflection of what life is and what life means to you. And so in talking about these crazy circumstances that took place over the last weekend, we have an opportunity not to point fingers at other people, but really to reflect in and see the beautiful tradition of Armodoxy that we have. And what is our responsibility to get that message out? I mean, it is incredible when you look at it, how beautiful it is. I just basically touched a portion of it a few minutes ago about heaven on earth. I mean, you know, when Jesus came, he enacted the kingdom. It's not some future event. He enacted it. It's happening right now. And when you get into a Armenian Orthodox church and the celebration of the divine liturgy, well, you are there at the kingdom. We're going to be talking about that in a few minutes as well. Of course, we got Ani with her bubbles. And, well, let me just say that I want to thank all of you who've been sending in those beautiful letters, the emails, the written notes, and especially the greetings. I've had occasion over the past week, people coming up to me in the strangest of places. I had some guy the other day who was stopped at gas. And I don't know how I feel bad, really, that I didn't have a chance to ask him. I wanted to ask him, how did you know it was me? I thought about it afterwards, actually. He came over and he talked about the podcast and how he's been listening and how it's actually something that he shares with his children. And that really was very flattering to know that we're passing along to the next generation as well. And anyway, like I said, I didn't know where he knew me from because obviously this is an audio podcast. There's no visualization. There's no really picture unless you go to the website and see that portrait of us, you know. But anyway, it's exciting. Here and there, we get to hear people telling us about the next step. And you know we're hitting the four-year mark? Do you know that we are finishing off 3 years? I believe it's in a couple weeks. And we've kicked around the idea, Susie and I. We've been talking about, like, hey, you know, usually people do celebrations for anniversaries. Should we do something for the next step? Can we be a little bit innovative instead of the usual chicken dinner? You know, it's usually chicken and pilaf. But can we do something else to celebrate the anniversary? Well, that's coming up in just a few weeks. We're going to be kicking off year four of the next step. And we are excited. You know, every week we've gotten this podcast out to you, and we just appreciate you being part of it. Hey, like Oprah just finished off 25 years. Did you catch her? Did you catch that last thing? I'm talking about that too, because, wow, I was impressed. Never really watched her. Never really watched her except that last show. And we got some stuff to talk about there, too. But for right now, we're going to kick it off like we always do with the song of the day. Enjoy. Is called Takvor Gofke. It is off of the Anush and Inga, or is it Inga and Anush album? I guess they wouldn't mind me switching around. It is Inga and Anush, and we will definitely have a link on our show notes pointing to this album and all of their great hits. I mean, they are something else. I've seen them perform live, and they are very, very, they're entertaining, beautiful voices, and they do some nice movements too, some nice dancing. Hey, did you see the Dancing with the Stars? Now, wouldn't that be fantastic? Like, if you could get an Anush and Inga out there and doing the Dancing with the Stars with these people, that is like different kind of Dancing with Stars. But I gotta tell you, this week was my week for TV. I mean, getting hooked on TV, got a chance to watch Dancing with the Star, American Idol. These are shows I have never watched before, and somehow I got hooked on these. And then, of course, the Oprah show yesterday. They finished up 25 years, and that is an achievement in itself. And I really never thought of Oprah too much until yesterday I had a chance to watch this thing, because, you know, they were doing that whole thing. I mean, they got me hooked too. You know, they were doing that whole thing about, like, where will you be when Oprah does her last show? You know, it's like, where were you when Kennedy was shot? Where were you when this Challenger was brought down? You know, where were you during Pearl Harbor? Where were you on 9/11? Where are you today when Oprah does her last show? Okay, all right. So it worked. It did work. I did pause. I stopped for a few minutes and I watched. I was kind of antsy. You know, it's kind of like one of those things you don't want to admit you're watching Oprah, but it did capture me. There was a couple moments that really captured me. I want to share with you one moment that especially was very moving to me, and it falls right into what we've been talking about on several of these episodes of The Next Step. And I want to just quote about her reference to God, because I found this very fascinating. She goes, "People often ask me, what is the secret of success of the show? How have we lasted 25 years? I non-jokingly say, my team and Jesus." That, I thought that was fantastic. I thought that was, wow. I found it refreshing. I mean, actually invoking the name of Jesus on this nationwide international show. Now, I'll tell you why, because we're going to talk about this in just a couple of minutes, but I do want to Ken's got it queued up. Okay, we're going to listen to it. This is in her words, how she describes this. I thought this was fascinating. Now, listen to it real carefully.
"People often ask me, what is the secret to the success of the show? How have we lasted 25 years? I non-jokingly say, my team and Jesus. Because nothing but the hand of God. Has made this possible for me. For all of you who get riled up when I mention God and you want to know which God am I talking about, I'm talking about the same one you talk about. I'm talking about the Alpha and Omega. The omniscient, the omnipresent, the ultimate consciousness, the source, the force, the all of everything there is, the one and only G-O-D. That's the one I'm talking about. I know I've never been alone, and you haven't either. And I know that that presence, that flow, some people call it grace, is working in my life at every single turn. And yours too, if you let it in. It's closer than your breath, and it is yours for the asking."
Yeah, that was Oprah Winfrey in her last farewell speech to the people. I found it very refreshing to hear somebody on a national level talk about Jesus in terms of reality, in terms of love. And, you know, we started today's show off with the Harold Camping news. Harold Camping was this preacher who got up and predicted the end of the world. And, you know, we've been cautioned. We knew it. You knew that the world wasn't ending. But somehow I know a lot of people took pause at 6 o'clock on May 21st thinking, wow, maybe this is it. I mean, come on, tell the truth. Did it run by your head a little bit? But the press had a field day, and they should have. I mean, I'm not blaming them. I mean, I had a field day with it too. It's ridiculous. I mean, contrary to what the Holy Scriptures tell us, nobody knows that day. Nobody knows that time. Here is somebody who claims to be this spokesperson for God, claiming that the end has come. And he not only believes it, he gets people to believe it. To the tune that people are believing it and selling their possessions, are getting rid of their items, and are out there thinking that, yes, this is it. The end time is going to come. Do a Google search on May 21st, 2011. I mean, people lost their lives because they believed this guy. Now, why didn't you hold this guy for murder? At least manslaughter, right? You're playing around with people's heads. And what's his shtick? What's his claim to fame? It's that he has read the Bible and he's going to interpret it for you. Now, think about that for a moment. We've allowed this guy and we've given him national attention. People are talking about him. They have shows about him. I mean, why aren't they following you? Why aren't they following me? Because we're talking about a Jesus who is reality. This guy's talking about a Jesus who is a fool, right? Jesus is going to come. It's the end of the world. Now, let's think about all the ramifications of this, okay? If Jesus is going to come and the world is going to end with cataclysmic events, beginning with, I think he predicted, an earthquake in Australia, and then with all kinds of tidal waves, earthquakes, and people just dying and everything. What are we talking about? Is this the loving God you and I believe in? Of course not. But do you think the press cares about the loving God that you and I care about? No. But this cuckoo Jesus is the one everybody likes. Everybody wants to focus in on. You see, look at Jesus over there. Just last week, actually not last week, a couple days ago, System of a Down. This is an group of Armenian people that get together, and they did some incredible protest work just a few years ago. And they had a concert just a couple days ago here in Inglewood Forum, you know, and you listen to them and there's like so much hatred. But one of their songs is interesting. Actually, Serge Tankian does this song. Listen to it. It's actually old lyrics, but listen to it for a moment.
How are you guys doing tonight? For centuries, government and religion, together, in cahoots, have said on one hand, this hand, praise the Lord! On the other hand, on this hand, they've said, pass the ammunition! On one hand, they've said, praise the Lord! Pass the ammunition!
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Of course there's a hypocrisy in there. Of course there's a hypocrisy. And it's one that we've pointed to many, many times. And there you go. You have Serge Tankian. That was Serge Tankian talking at the beginning. And he was like, what should we say, front man for System of a Down. It's kind of fresh in my mind because they just had a concert here in L.A. But where, you know, what happens there is that you've diluted the very essence of what Christianity, of what Christ is all about. I mean, how come we're not talking about Jesus and the love that he spreads, the power of that love? Because obviously nobody believes in that power because we haven't seen it. And yes, certainly. I mean, the interesting thing about this song that Serge sings is that pass the Lord and pass the ammunition is not something that he came up with. It was written back in 1942 in response to Pearl Harbor. It was written as an American patriotic song, believe it or not. Google it, find out, 1942. It was written 60, 70 years ago in response to what was going on Pearl Harbor. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. And of course, Serge takes on that, he takes it to the level of, the absurdity of what's happening out there when you can put these two concepts in one sentence. And really the challenge for us, as a voice of reason, as a voice of orthodoxy, armodoxy, okay, you've got the ancient Christian faith, you've got the apostolic tradition, is really to be another voice that stands out and says, yes, that is absurd. That is absurd, and we reject it. It is impossible to talk about the love of Christ and pass the ammunition. It is impossible to talk about the love of our Creator and talk about bombing out people, bombing villages, and annihilating others. It is impossible to talk about a loving Creator and talk about a judgment that will take out the majority of the planet. I mean, good morning, folks. You know, the majority of the world is not Christian. Isn't that interesting? According to this man who predicted the end of time, in other words, that there would be a cataclysmic event that would wipe out all of humanity. Now listen to this really carefully, because this is really important. Harold Camping and all those people who sit there and talk about a Jesus who is out there discussing, ready to annihilate the world with these terrible, terrible suffering and disaster of human life. And yes, I'm talking about the same people who talk about a Noah's Ark, that the whole reason for Noah's Ark was that God just got tired of people and he said, let's get rid of everybody because everybody is terrible, including the little baby that was born yesterday, including the baby that was born a week ago, including everybody else except this one man, Noah. Yes, it's the same exact story. Good morning. It's the same exact story. We're talking about an Armageddon, wiping out everybody. Okay, so for you to believe that, for Harold Camping to believe that, for anybody to believe that, then you have to admit and you have to believe in a God who creates most of humankind to perish. That's it. And that's absurd. Because you and I know the majority of the world is not Christian. What is it? 1 billion Catholics. There's another billion. 2 billion maybe? I'll have to look that up. But definitely in a world of 8 billion people, the majority are not Christian. So God then creates all of us, which they believe that we've all been created in the image of God. Everybody, they believe that. They say that. So he creates this with the knowledge, because he has perfect knowledge of all future events. And he knows that most of those people will not convert to Christianity. And so according to them, they believe that this God creates a majority of the people on this planet to live out their days with the understanding that at the end of their days, they will suffer tremendously. And the Christians, who are all loving and caring, this is also part of their equation, will go and be raptured, will be separated from this world and in some other plane. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're a Christian, and I want to believe I am, I could not possibly sit in some other location looking down at the planet and see that kind of mass suffering and not want to get involved. What is my faith all about? What does love mean? For me to enjoy that I have been separated, I have been saved? Ah, the minute you use that word I, you've lost it. And I know you've lost Christ. So when Oprah says something like that, what she said yesterday, I applaud that. I think we as Christians need to focus in on things like that. We need to focus on the power of Christ as a savior for the planet. The power of Christ in our lives for the savior of an individual, for you and me. Not that we're going to be teleported someplace, but that his kingdom has been enacted and we are part of that kingdom right now. I'm going to come back right after Ani does her bubbles and continue along the same line. Why don't you just absorb some of that? Because this is very important to me as far as what we are, who we are, and what our faith is as Christians and the Armenian Orthodox tradition, which we have now brought it down to this tradition of Armodoxy. Here is today's installment of Spiritual Bubbles.
Today's spiritual bubble asks, does it matter? Once upon a time, there was a wise man who used to go to the ocean to do his writing. He had a habit of walking on the beach before he began his work. One day, he was walking along the shore. As he looked down the beach, he saw a human figure moving like a dancer. He smiled to himself to think of someone who would dance to the day, so he began to walk faster to catch up. As he got closer, he saw that it was a young man, and the young man wasn't dancing, but instead was reaching down to the shore, picking up something, and very gently throwing it into the ocean. As he got closer, he called out, "Good morning, what are you doing?" The young man paused, looked up, and replied, "I'm throwing starfish in the ocean." "I guess I should have asked, why are you throwing starfish in the ocean?" "The sun is up and the tide is going out. If I don't throw them in, they'll die." "But young man, don't you realize that there are miles and miles of beach and starfish all along it? You can't possibly make a difference." The young man lit politely, then bent down, picked another starfish, and threw it into the sea, past the breaking waves, and said, "It made a difference for that one." This has been your spiritual bubble. May it float on the wind to heaven.
Does it matter? Of course it does. Yeah, it depends who you are. Of course it matters. Everything matters. Thank you, Ani. That is from the Best of Ani collection. Spiritual bubbles to take your mind up to the heavens and make you think of just some beautiful things. You know, I have a tendency to show up at children's parties with a bottle of bubbles. And Ani, last birthday of mine, she gave me a big bottle of bubbles because I love them. Actually, there's a couple people who are in on it, and they get me bubbles for different occasions, and I love blowing them because as you watch them take off into the air, you just watch them go up to the heavens, and your imagination goes up there too. And that's the purpose of these spiritual bubbles. Imagine somebody standing on a beach throwing out these starfish, and you start thinking about each of us being these starfish and how really, God does take care of us, how people around us take care of us, how we are so interconnected with one another. Maybe not throwing us back into the water, but certainly putting us into position to be able to share the love, to be able to share what comes so naturally from each and every one of us when we allow God to work through us. And you know, allowing God to work through us is really the ministry that we have over here. That's what Apostle is about, what In His Shoes is all about. I'm so happy to tell you that we just sent out the first installment of the check. We've got about $20,000, which we raised for Darfur during our fast. And that is made possible by people like you and me, people who really want to do something beyond just saying, "Hey, I'm a Christian and I'm going to heaven and you're not." Now, this is what In His Shoes is about, putting your feet in the shoes of others. And here's Susie to tell you how you can get involved in participating in this beautiful ministry.
Hi, this is Susie from In His Shoes Ministries. Before continuing with today's broadcast, I wanted to take this opportunity to remind you that this podcast is made possible through your prayers and generous donations. We are now in the third year of production and growing daily with new listeners around the globe. This new message of Armenian Orthodoxy, or as Father Vazgen calls it, Armadoxy, is giving people an intelligent and practical answer to many of life's difficulties. Epostle.net is the voice of Armadoxy, committed to bring apostolic evangelism to an electronic world. This means we need to avail ourselves to technology's latest tools. Your donations help us expand and deliver this message to a waiting world. Please support us by pressing on the donate button at the inhisshoes.org website. Thanks for listening and God bless. We now return to this week's Next Step with Father Vazgen.
I was jealous. She gets such great music. I mean, I don't get it. It's like, you know, she gets the big grand piano. Ani gets the harp. And what do I get? I get like something in the background that people says, what is that music? What is that noise in the background? Oh, no, I know. I'm kidding. Don't look at me like that. Ken always looks. I'm not complaining. No, I know. I picked it out. Yes, that's what I want. But I do. I think it's kind of fantastic that, you know, in this small little square footage of a studio we call the Apostle.net, the great studios over here, you know, I mean, like they drag in this big old harp for Ani, then they bring in the grand piano for Susie, and then for me, it's like somebody on a few strings. Now, again, I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing to the facts. Anyway, Susie does make a really good point. We do have a lot of fun over here doing it, but we do it with a smile on our face, but with a lot of commitment in our heart, because we really believe in this mission. It is really, when we talk about Armadoxy, I feel it every day. Every day that we are able to do this mission, that God gives us this strength and the ability to do it, is a blessing, because really, Armadoxy to me is really the ancient faith that is now being defined without all the trappings. And you know, the trappings are not negative things, but they distract you. I'm not talking about negativity. Yes, there's a lot of stuff that you could look at and point out and you know, talk about hypocrisy. We did a few minutes ago. You could talk about that hypocrisy within the structure of any institution, not just the church. But what's beautiful about it is in Armadoxy, you're able to strip away some of those trappings and get down to the bare message. What was Jesus talking about? And you know, to do this, we talk about this idea of walking in the shoes of others. It really comes down to that very simple idea that Jesus commands us to love one another. Well, how do you love one another? You need actual steps. You need to actually pull your feet out of your shoes and walk in the shoes of others. So you understand them. So you have compassion towards them. And in that understanding, you have that love. This is where your love grows. So this is what our ministry is all about. We need you to get involved in it. Everything costs. And this podcast, which is being thrown out to the world, and I'm just really tickled that, you know, we've got listeners on 5 different continents, but it takes bandwidth. It takes equipment. It takes microphones. It takes internet access. A lot of stuff. And it's made possible through your prayers and your generosity. So I thank you for being a partner in this and encourage you to be regular in your giving. Go to the website, drop us a line, drop us a check directly to the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center. We're at 632 West Stocker Street, Glendale, California, 91202. But the easiest way, go to the website, press on the donate button, and make it a regular part of your giving cycle to give. And you'll see that this ministry really doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to 2 or 3 people. It is a ministry that belongs to all of us. It is a very special one. God bless you all for being a participant in this.
Spin me back down the years and the days of my youth. Draw the lace and black curtains and shut out the whole truth. Spin me down the long ages, let them sing the song.
Yeah, now that's more like it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ken. Sometimes guilt works, huh? Yes, Tull is always a nice transition piece for me. Always puts me in the right mood. Well, let's recap a little bit, because this, as I told you before we went to break, before we went to Ani's Bubbles, this is a very important concept that we really pick up. Who is God? Who is this God that we are worshiping? Who is the God that is at focus? I mean, you heard a few minutes ago Oprah give a definition of what God is to her. And she had the audacity and the strength to really label God as Jesus. And that to me rang a very special bell, because as I've said many times here on this podcast, the essence of Armadoxy is the acceptance that Jesus is God, because it all fits in, right? When Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Who can say that except God? And what is our understanding of God but love? So if God is love, what is the only way Love. What is the only truth? Love. What is the only light? Love. There it is. And it's up to us, this is the essence of Armodoxy, is to be able to put that primer into place. And the primer is that Jesus equals God equals love. A equals B, B equals C, therefore A equals C. Jesus is love, and that love is what makes all of this function. You got me? We've done that one before, but I wanted to use that as a basis to wrap up what we've been talking about up until now. Yes, there is a lot of hypocrisy that we look at and we find in the church. Yes, pass the ammunition, but praise the Lord at the same time. Yes, these two things don't sync. But why is it that we focus in on this when we talk about Jesus? How come nobody's looking at the work of Gandhi in bringing about peace, in bringing about liberty, independence to the Indian people, using the principles of nonviolent resistance that was practiced and preached by Jesus Christ? Why are we making that connection? Why is it so important that we label people like this camping character who gets up and says the end of the world is coming? We all know it's not going to come, as this is the Christian, right? That's not the Christian. Christian is very basic. Jesus says it. He says, they will know who you are by the love that you have. You've got to have love in your heart. Somebody who preaches, you know, death and destruction doesn't have love in their heart. Therefore, cannot be qualified under that Christian category, right? Not that I'm any better than you. It's not that Christ is, you know, Christians are any better than anybody else. But what it's saying is that this is the definition. And so once we got these things in place, we got these ideas in place, now we can skip forward and see that, well, what is that end time coming about? Well, this is the beauty of it, and that it hurts me when people lose sight of what the kingdom of God is all about. In the prayer that our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, he says, on earth as it is in heaven. Now there's this idea of the terrestrial and the extraterrestrial, right? That earth is here and somehow there is this extraterrestrial place which is called heaven. But why does that have to be? Why does that? It's almost like a case of looking at Newtonian geometry as opposed to Euclidean. And understanding that there are different dimensions, understanding that there are different places where we can inhabit. Okay? So when you look at life, not in the understanding that we have, that heaven is someplace up in heaven, someplace up in the sky, or removed from the earth. Well, where do we get that idea from? Well, tradition teaches us that. The movies do a great job of that. We love those pictures. We have mental pictures of clouds, God up there, St. Peter. We've got pictures of angels floating around. And I'd say in the last 100 years, movies have done an incredible job of giving us this image of a cloudy heaven. And yet what Jesus talked about, he said, the kingdom of God is right here. It's at hand. Yes, right now. Jesus enacted the kingdom of God. He says the kingdom of God is like the pearl, and it is the pearl of great value, and a merchant seeking that pearl sells everything that he has just to obtain that pearl. And once he has it, he's pleased that he has given up everything to be able to have that. Does that sound something that's gonna come? It sounds like something that is right now. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is all around you. God's presence is today. This is the power. This is the beauty of what Jesus taught. That it's not something that's for tomorrow. It's something for today. He enacted the kingdom. And he said it is accessible to everyone. Not just to the elite. Not just to the rich. It is accessible to the rich, the poor, the young, the old, the black, the white, the man, the woman. It is accessible to everyone, to all of his children. it's not about something that's going to happen. It's something that has happened. Jesus is the Christ, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. And so you see that in his coming, in his arriving here at earth, in his presence, in his revelation, we accept the kingdom of God. Listen, just in the Gospel of Matthew, listen to the references. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. That's 2,000 years ago, okay? Would he say has come near if it was something that was going to be 2,000 years later? Again, Matthew. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come close. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What? Yeah, theirs is. Read it. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Jesus, his words. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is, not will be, is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the persecuted for righteousness' sakes, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Being called least or great in the kingdom of heaven, he talks about righteousness as the means to enter the kingdom of heaven. Those who do the will of God will enter the kingdom of heaven. He talks about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. He says, go proclaim the kingdom of heaven has come near. And he talks about the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. In fact, he even also goes to this extent to talk about how close it is. Matthew chapter 16, verse 28. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Okay, we're not talking about something that is out there 2,000 years removed, something you need to figure out, something you need to go and see Da Vinci's Last Supper and realize that, you know, Mary Magdalene is really being portrayed as John the Evangelist, and next to Jesus is his wife, and then if we scrape away some of the paint, we can see the code that's underneath, and therefore let's take that code and decipher the scriptures and figure out that every third letter adds up to something that is pointing in Israel. And no, take a breath, folks. You don't need any of that. It's right in front of you. It's in your presence. It is Jesus Christ talking to each of us with a very basic commandment: love one another. And in that love, we understand that the kingdom of heaven is enacted, and it is right now. And so when we're talking about times to come, evils to come, and these disasters that just frighten too many people. In fact, tragically, they frighten people to death. We're talking about a Jesus that is not the Jesus of Scripture. It is not the Jesus that we understand in Armadoxy. And you say, well, so what? Armadoxy doesn't understand it. Armadoxy, remember, is the first. Armadoxy didn't receive its traditions from just Scripture alone. It received it from the apostles. The apostles who actually lived with Christ took the message firsthand to Armenia and spread it to the people. That's why we call the Armenian Church the Armenian Apostolic Church, based on the apostles and based on their traditions that they gave. So yeah, you can do all that other stuff. You can read the scriptures and, you know, God bless you, and you can follow people who want to interpret and look at Da Vinci Code all you want and everything, but you're off. You really are. It's not the message. Because you start doing that, then you open yourself up to the criticism. Praise the Lord, pass the ammunition. To the criticism. Hey, what happens to most of reality? What happens to most of the world? You open yourself up to the stupidity. The stupidity of, hey, I'm in heaven and you're not, and I will look down and feel pity for you. Too bad. That is not what Christ called us to do. That is not the Christian response. That is not Christ-centered. I cannot believe that Christ would sit there and allow one of his children, just even one of his children, black, white, woman, man, old, young, rich, poor. I would not imagine him standing there and watching one of his children get annihilated, be killed and devastated. I can't imagine that. And that's why, when I talked last week about healing, it's the ability for us to imagine those possibilities out there, and you can only do that in the God mind. We are up against the clock. I'm going to continue this next week. We're on a roll right now. I know we're on a roll. Imagine. Let's leave it with imagine, and that's our word for today, okay? I've been a little bit lax on this. I've been wanting to teach you a word every week. But here's the word for this week. It's imagine. Yerev HaGael. Oh! How did I say that so easily? Yerev HaGael. Why do they make these words so hard in Armenian? It's just imagine, isn't it? No, imagine. Imagine the possibilities of the kingdom being right now in your life. Yerev HaGael. That's your word for today. And I want to leave you with that word. I want to leave you with that imagination. Leave it open. Hey, listen, here in this country, we've got Memorial Day coming up this week. It's a beautiful time for us to reflect on all the beauty and wonder that is around us, to thank God for the opportunity to enjoy all the loveliness that is so much a part of our lives, and take a moment to reflect on the people who sacrificed, who gave of themselves so that we can enjoy that. That is the purpose and intention of Memorial Day. It goes through beyond this country and goes all over the world, in the sense that if you do it, if you can imagine that, if you can Yerev HaGael, then it becomes your feast as well, your celebration and your commemoration as well. Well, we are at the end of today's podcast. I want to thank you for joining us, and we will be continuing on this. It's kind of heavy duty, and as I said last week, it's not some esoteric ideas that we're throwing out there, but really a practical approach to our faith, to our religion, so that people don't sit there and say, "Ah, look at Jesus, he's just another person out there, or just another human that has some wild ideas, and most people have distorted it." No, people should know that the essence of Christianity is love, and with that love, you can conquer all. We'll conquer everything, because love is that powerful. Well, I want to thank you for being with us today. Please do check out our website, inhisshoes.org. epostle.net, where you will find today's podcast as well as every other podcast we have done from the beginning of time, as well as all kinds of resources that you'll want to check out and download and all be a part of. For the wonderful crew who put today's show together, for Susie, our producer, for Ken, our engineer, and for Ani with her bubbles, this is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again next week, when we will take the next step.
The information and comments presented within this podcast and our website do not necessarily represent the views of the Armenian Church hierarchy, but are presented as a challenge to define the dynamics of Armenian Orthodoxy in all aspects of life. Listening to these shows is habit-forming. Addictive behavior associated with the next step is rarely, if ever, remedied. Rather, the next step is known to relieve and cure common cases of narrow-mindedness, prejudice, numbskulledness, and glaucoma in patients over the age of 20. Results may vary depending on credit rating. Findings are based on double-blind studies conducted in Istanbul and Jerusalem. Side effects include mind expansion, clarity of focus, higher rates of heart palpitations, sensitivity to the pain of others, and occasional nausea. The management and production crew of epostle.net take full responsibility for changes you will experience, not valid with any other author.
We trust you've enjoyed this broadcast. This episode of The Next Step, as well as all previous episodes, are available for downloading at epostle.net or at Apple's iTunes Store. To write to us with comments or questions, please direct your message to feedback@epostle.net. Your kind prayers and donations ensure the continuity of these quality broadcasts. For the production crew and all the members of the In His Shoes Ministries, this is Susie, looking forward to taking the next step with you again next week.